Right. You might already have seen a trailer playing on social media for an upcoming film release called Morphe. The film has actually already had its international premiere. That happened at the Venice International Film Festival last year already. And it's been playing on the international festival circuit to great acclaim. It finally gets its local release, though, 1 month from today. Directed by Oliver Hermanus, it stars Kai-Luc Brummer in the lead role. It is the story of a gay teenager struggling to survive his compulsory military service during the time of the Angolan border war. And as I said, the film is winning widespread acclaim on that international circuit, and we can't wait to see it when it opens on circuit here on the 13th of March. And in fact, we're going to give you a bit of sneak insight, because 1 week prior to it dropping on circuit, Friday the 6th of March, I'm going to be inviting some of you to join us in studio for a conversation about the film. We are going to welcome the director and a couple of the cast members to our studios, and we're going to be inviting film students, etc., to join us for that conversation. So if you be interested in attending, you're more than welcome to send an email in advance to pippah@capetalk.co.za. We'll put out a formal invite on air a little bit closer to the time. So the movie is still a month away, but if you watched that trailer, as many people did, I bet you noticed the music in the background. It is a haunting new take on a very familiar old favorite song, and that song is Rodriguez's Sugar Man. You know the story. It was a massive hit in South Africa in the late 70s, early 80s, without the artist ever knowing about it. If you don't know that story, go and Google it, because it's just wow. It's a story that's so almost unbelievable. You can't believe it is actually true. We all knew it. We all sang it. We sang it again when he was discovered and found and connected with South Africa and made aware of his success much later on in his career. And, of course, we've seen him come out and play several concerts in South Africa. I think he still has family members living here. They're very close ties with this country. And that song has always been a part of the sort of musical I don't know, those musical icons of the 80s, 90s and into the next century. So I was intrigued to hear this new, very stripped down version of the song playing in the background of the trailer. And the singer who performs it is called Rebecca Thompson. She joins me on the line now to talk about this particular track and how she came to be singing it. Rebecca, it's great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
I don't know how old you are, Rebecca. I'm guessing probably not old enough to have known Sugar Man as I did in the 80s and 90s. When did you first hear the original by Rodriguez?
Probably a few years ago.
Really? Yeah. That recently? Okay. Yeah. it's fascinating. Rebecca, I mean, tell us, were you aware of the strange story behind that song and how it was a huge hit here in South Africa while the artist was living in near poverty in the USA, unaware of his success?
No, I actually didn't. When I was asked to sing the song, I did a bit of research and I discovered that story. And yeah, I found it quite amazing.
It really is. Now, Rebecca, okay, yeah. So you came to the story late and the song relatively late, because I'm sure some of our audience will have been listening to it for 30 years already. How did it come to be included in the soundtrack of this movie? Can you tell us a bit more about the story?
Well, all I know that is that Ben Ludak, who recomposed Sugar Man that you hear in the movie, was approached quite late. I think he had a very tight deadline. And so he was asked to recompose and do a completely different version of it. And so that's what he did. And somehow, amazingly, got included in the process.
Well, that's the somehow I want to hear about. Because tell us a little bit about your background as a musician, Rebecca, and how Ben came to come to you and say, "I want your voice on this new version."
Yeah, it's a case of being in the right place at the right time. I have recently been working on some of my own songs, and the guy that's helping me here in Durban, his name is Neil, is a good friend of Ben. And Neil was visiting Ben in Cape Town at the time that Ben was approached, and heard that he was looking for a female vocalist, and just played Ben a clip of one of my songs, and he liked it, and he wanted my voice for the song.
And of course, I think it's important to say, in case our listeners are wondering, yes, they have got Rodriguez's permission for this reworking of the song, yes. Because there's a terrible history of the man not receiving royalties for his work. This is not going to be one of those case studies. Formally granted permission for it to be used and reworked. Mm. So tell us, we're going to listen to it in just a minute. It's going to be the first time it's ever played on South African radio. What does that feel to you, and what has it meant to you to be involved in this project and with this film?
You know, I mean, it feels quite surreal. I certainly didn't ever imagine that it would get the response it has received, and that it would get to radio. So I think for Ben and I, we are just enjoying the journey and just so excited to see where it goes, and really excited for the launch of the movie next month.
Have you had a chance to see the film yet, Rebecca?
No, I personally haven't. I'm based in Durban, so actually all the recording that took place happened here in Durban.
Okay.
And I haven't seen it. I've watched the trailers and I've looked up on it, and it just looks amazing. So I think it's going to be very powerful and impactful.
Well, the words Ben used in the description I read was that he was looking for a voice that could capture the yearning for escape that the song symbolizes, the frailty and the sense of longing. It sounds to me from the little bit I've heard that you've got it. Rebecca, do you think this is going to be a game changer for your musical career?
I hope so. I am working on my own things, and this just seems to have opened up a door perhaps that I am very excited to see where it leads.
So are we. Rebecca Thompson is the name of the singer on the line there from Durban. Thanks so much for chatting to us today. The track is produced by Ben Luddick. It is a reworking with permission from Rodrigues, the original artist. I think it's so important we emphasize that, given the terrible history of abuse of that artist when it comes to royalties. And this is its first play on South African radio. Without further ado, here's the new version of Sugar Man.
Sugar Man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these seas. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver man, friend.
And there it is. That's the new version of Sugar Man. The artist is Rebecca Thompson, the producer of the track Ben Ludick, and you will hear it on the soundtrack of the new movie Morphe, which drops on circuit 1 month from today. Just